Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary. Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, welcome to the Rosecast, the number one interracial male, the number one bachelor recap podcast hosted by a male interracial best friend duo, AB.
Yes, sir.
What'd you think of the episode?
I thought it was pretty good.
Ugh, terrible.
What's wrong with it?
The dates? The misleading...
Okay, what's wrong with the dates were fun. Oh, well, one of the dates was fun. The football date was fun.
I suppose.
I like people strapping on the plastics. I don't get enough football in my life either because I don't watch the NFL anymore. So I enjoy the sport sometimes.
Do you think anyone knelt at the national anthem? Might as well put politics into this episode since they're jammed into it
that's
in
the
real
truth.
Life.
Isn't that the truth? Listen, here's another thing. I thought it was okay. I think I didn't fall for their BS, the ABC BS of someone going to the hospital. Because that could have made me think even worse of this episode. If I fell for some, you know, two guys in the house got in a fight and one of them almost killed the other guy. No, I didn't fall for that this time. So I had my expectations lower and I thought it was a fine episode.
Shameless. Still, even if you didn't fall for it, shameless.
Listen,
editing from ABC.
We'll get into this later, but if I was a character on this show that got portrayed like is Jordan, right? That's his name?
Yeah.
If I was portrayed like Jordan, I'd be on the phones with my lawyers this morning. We'll get to that a little later, That's true.
It was only like 1 second of video, but it was
unacceptable, it was
slanderous.
Yeah, absolutely.
Before we get started, I don't think we have any mailbag questions this week because I forgot to mention it either on last episode or on Twitter. So if you're listening or you have non-spoiler questions, I can't express to you how serious I am about this. I sound like Jordan talking about my face. I am deadly serious about not spoiling anything. I will hunt you down if you spoil anything. 773-234-7794 is the number for the text mailbag, a.k.a. the rose bag, a.k.a. the bouquet. But AB, because it was a lackluster episode, I don't have a ton of notes. I think we're probably looking at a 45-minute episode here. So with that said, let's get going. Rainy day at the mansion. I have one question. What does the word naked mean to you? When someone says he or she is naked, or when you think of being naked,
exclusively means their private parts are exposed. The parts that you can't show with a bathing suit. So on a girl, it'd be, you know.
Well, don't
chest.
Name the parts. We
okay.
get it.
Okay, well, you get it. The bathing suit areas are not covered. That's what naked means, period.
That's a long way of saying no clothes, zero clothes. I don't know why everyone is saying Jordan was naked. He wasn't naked.
Well, here's the thing. If he was wearing a shirt and no bottoms, I'd still call that naked.
Oh, so we define naked differently.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Yep.
Regardless, neither of us define it the way they were defining it, which was he was wearing a bathing suit, essentially.
Yeah,
that's
he was
not
in a bathing
naked.
Suit. No big deal. He wasn't naked.
All right. I just wanted to clarify that because I know you and I were brought up differently when it comes to covering private parts, apparently. Group date card. Wills, Jake. Is there a Jake? I have Jake written down. I couldn't put a face to the name, though. Will's Jake. I don't think there's a Jake.
There's Jordan, not a Jake.
It's who is the, it? It's well, let me say the other ones. Let me say the other ones. Will's
It's the
Jake.
Guy whose name she forgot, Rim, and you forgot
there you
it
go.
Also.
Well, who's that guy? James?
Jason.
Jason. Will's, yeah. Jason, Jordan, David, Jean Blanc, Colton. That's a small group. That's only six fellas.
The funny thing is I wrote down the names of five of the six. I didn't write down Jason's name, and this is not a... This is not a bit. I didn't write down his name. I just... We're talking about five big-time players here and then Jason.
Yeah. Everyone in the top... Five of those guys are in my top six from last week.
Absolutely.
Except for David. AB, this was the date that I mentioned off the top that I think is one of the weirdest dates in the history of the show. Now... we'll get more into it later. Let's just set it up. Becca's castmates from Ari's season. Young Becca.
Our girls. All our girls.
An all-star cast.
Yeah.
Becca, CN, Tia, Kendall, and Caroline. Caroline obviously would not be here if it weren't for her outspokenness on the After the Rose. Because people forgot about Caroline about a year ago. Okay. So good for Caroline on wedging herself in here.
That's a fact.
Now, this was the anticipated Tia and Colton meeting. With Tia in person, some details were revealed about this, quote, relationship, AB. They dated before her season even started airing.
Okay, so a long time ago.
January, maybe December. Colton told Tia that he was going on the show, and then they ended it.
Okay. We're done here.
And Tia, yet despite those two facts, Tia and others seem to think that he went on the show hoping that Tia would be the Bachelorette, which is an impossibility.
Number one, I didn't like Tia coming into this episode, and this episode did nothing to help. She just was stirring stuff up for no reason. She asked, or Becca asked her a couple times, do you think he might have came on for thinking it was you? Now, you have no way of knowing this, Tia. She says, well, you know, probably. Hey. Why do you say probably? What are you talking about? This is if you're a true friend, you completely rid yourself of this, rid her mind of thoughts that she thought it was going to be you, or he thought it was going to be you.
She's not a true friend, AB.
No, she's not. Tia. She's here for the airtime. Yeah. She's here for the airtime. Multiple times she had a chance to completely make Becca feel better about this situation, and she went the other way.
Well, you know, lots of people wanted me to be the Bachelorette, so yeah. It's possible. I mean, I was popular.
She said it's probable at one point. She said it was probable that he went on the show thinking it was her.
Absolutely preposterous theory. Absurd. That he would go on the show hoping Tia would be the Bachelorette. Number one, why would he, like we said last week, why would he go through all that rigmarole when they're already dating?
He was already dating you. Why would he need to go on the show? And Colton's not a guy that needs the fame either. He's an NFL guy. I mean, sure, I'm guessing he's probably looking for like a ESPN, you know.
And he deserves it. I can be like you read about.
What's that guy's name, though? One of the Bachelors?
Jesse Palmer.
Jesse Palmer, he's looking for a Jesse Palmer situation, also host of The Proposal, Rim, coming up after next week's episode. Tune in. Can't wait.
Would you go on that show? I was watching the commercial, and I was like, I'd fucking go on this show. What do you got to lose? You just don't have to get married. I mean,
I'm still confused about the premise behind it, so I can't confirm if I'd go on it or not, but probably.
It'd be fun. It'd be fun. What if you hit the jackpot? That'd be nice.
Yeah, it'd be really nice.
Anyway, he doesn't need to go through the rigmarole. He already has the final rose, right? So if he really liked Tia, he wouldn't go. You guys are already an item. If he really liked Tia, he wouldn't go on the show.
And he didn't think it was you, because if you're dating someone, you're not going to be the Bachelorette.
No, not if it's serious.
No.
Insane of Tia to act like that's why Colton's here. Insane. And also bizarre of Becca to even be concerned about it. Because to me, why does it matter? Everyone else is on the show. They signed up for it and came here without knowing it was going to be you.
Yeah.
So what's the problem with hoping it would be Tia? Like, Beck even says, if there's even a small part of him hoping it would be Tia, I would have to send him home. Now, that was probably chopped editing, but let's take it for what it is. If it's not Tia, it's not Tia. Okay? And he didn't get back in the limo on night one.
No.
So why don't you just give him a shot? Get to know him from there.
Yeah. And also, the fact that it was before your guys' season, that's just, I mean, it's so long ago.
Yeah. 6 months now.
Yeah.
And probably 4 months from the time that taping started here that they had broken up. You could argue that going on the show, if you're Colton, hoping that it's Tia, is maybe the most right reason to be on the show, to find love.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, back to this date. Like I said, most of the weird dates over the last few seasons, I've blocked out of my mind. I can't remember the bad Ari dates. I can't remember the bad Rachel dates because there was none, because she was has an electric and engaging, outgoing personality.
Mm-hmm.
This, to me, was so weird, AB. You bring six guys on a date, and you surprise them. You literally lead them around a corner and surprise them with your five hottest friends who are wearing basically nothing. And as instead of you getting to know them on this group date, their task is to pamper them with massages all afternoon.
It was extremely weird. And it was in a warehouse, Rem. This wasn't in a massage parlor. Just in a room. Can we talk about the room that they were in? They weren't like, you know, have you gotten pedicures before?
Not a pedicure, but I'm a huge massage guy.
I've had a pedicure. Did it recently.
This is news to me. Recently got a pedicure. Why?
You go in this place. What?
Why?
Yeah. It was just right before the baby came. We had a day off.
Oh, you had a rough pregnancy, AB?
No. Me and Kendall just did a couple's pedicure. No big deal. Just a day off. We both had a day off. Did a pedicure.
That sounds like a blast,
actually. You sit in
this
comfy-ass massage chair. Your feet are in one of those... What are they called?
Things?
It's like a
jacuzzi?
Yeah, it's like a jacuzzi, but it's just for your feet. What are those things called? It's not a foot massager, but it's, you know what I'm talking about?
I haven't gotten one of these. I'm not going to know the answer
to
this.
Do you know what type of thing I'm talking about, though?
Yeah, those things that are on sale at Bed Bath & Beyond every Christmas
exactly.
For your mom.
They got bubbles and jets. It's like a jacuzzi for just your feet. You're in those. It's luxury.
Okay.
It's absolute fine. These girls had their feet in just a bucket of water. It was just a bucket of water. It wasn't, there were no jacuzzis. It wasn't hot water. It's hot water when you go to get a pedicure. It was just cold water from the hose out back of the warehouse. They're in this tiny room where they're all on top of each other. It's natural light. Horrible.
Do you think the budget, I think the budget is noticeably down this season.
They went to freaking Walgreens and got a couple buckets and a do-it-yourself foot pedicure, home pedicure kit.
I think the nighttime group dates were in the same location.
Can we get some massage chairs in here? Maybe some heated buckets, please?
Maybe someone to tell the guys how to do what they're doing?
Maybe a massage professional, a masseuse in there, please?
My issue was not with the embarrassingly cheap setup. It was with the fact that this was basically a singles mixer.
Don't take this as that's the only thing I thought was wrong with this day. That was just the first things wrong.
I mean, listen, mark my words. There will be at least one couple to emerge from the 11 people in this group. Like, number one, Tia and Colton might get back together. That's number one.
Absolutely.
Number two, what is there to be gained from having Jean Blanc give CN a massage?
I don't understand. A sensual massage in close quarters. Very central. Listen, if I'm one of these dudes, Rim, I'm not touching any of these girls' necks. No chance. I'm not giving them neck massage. If I'm in this to win, I'm not touching any of these girls' necks. I'm not giving a sensual neck massage in front of my girlfriend. No, thank you. This is a trap. That was a trap.
I mean, Colton was giving Tia a foot massage.
Bizarre. They didn't talk. Did they talk?
Tia and Colton?
No, usually in these scenarios, the people that they bring in, the girls or the boys that the bachelor or bachelorette bring in, asks questions and tries to figure out some stuff about these guys. I didn't hear any questions, any talk between the five friends.
I think they did, but they didn't show much.
They didn't show it? Yeah.
It was just like a flirty, fun party with like 10 people who were trying to get to 12, however many it was, trying to get to know each other.
It's a weird party. Everyone throw your keys in the bowl at the end, please.
It was a swingers party, AB. That's what this was. And after the, I think what you were trying to get at is there wasn't a post. There wasn't like a debriefing
where
the girls were like, here's what we thought of so-and-so. There was none of that. It was literally just throwing them in a bowl and it mixing them up.
Let's see who has the chemistry here.
Yeah. Becca and Tia did talk though. And Tia reveals that the most her and Colton did was kiss.
Okay.
Becca can barely hide her excitement. At this point, Becca knows that Colton's getting a hometown date.
Absolutely.
There's nothing that could possibly stop him from getting a hometown date.
Absolutely.
Anything else on this conversation? I mean, you already mentioned that Tia made it seem like it's a huge upset she's not the Bachelorette. And that she is upset.
I got the feeling Tia still wants Colton for one. And also, she's not here for the right reasons in terms of being a friend to Becca.
That's a good point. All right, group date, nighttime. Casual Friday, apparently, for Wills. Very underdressed. I don't know if you noticed that. Very casual. He looked like what he wears to work on a Friday at his graphic design firm. Meanwhile, everyone else is in suits and jackets.
Yep.
Maybe we didn't mention this, but Becca forgot Jason's name. Is that unprecedented?
I've never seen that before. I think it was a combination of she was shook by the Colton Tia situation. Colton was right before Jason. She wasn't thinking about Jason. And she just forgot.
Yeah, and also he's a forgettable guy.
And that's, he's very forgettable. Yeah, I mean, he was the one forgettable person in this group date. I didn't know his name, so.
Well, she overcompensated here, to say the least.
Yeah, she said she really likes Jason. That's laugh out loud funny.
Impossible. You forgot his name.
Just forgot his name just a minute ago. She tells him she has a crush on him, Rim.
Not true either. She's probably, at this point, she's getting him mixed up with David or somebody. It's just not true.
And then in the most shocking moves of the night, she gives him a kiss.
It was a good kiss, too.
Very good kiss.
Listen, this best case scenario, if you're Jason, this was the best case scenario because you're obviously not a contender. You're going home soon anyway, but she forgot his name. You're talking at least two pity roses.
Here's the thing. Is she going home soon? I don't know I don't know who's going home. I have no clue.
Well, the kiss changed my feelings on his prospects. I'll put it that
way.
If she read, now, alternate universe, if she had remembered his name, none of this happens.
Yeah, he had an opportunity here and he knocked it out of the park. He could have been like salty about it, but he was playful. He took it in stride. Yes. He made a joke out of it. Very good move by Jason.
Jordan's Tinder matches.
King Tinder.
4,000 is a lot, but not that many.
It's 10 matches a day, Rim.
100% matching percentage. Number one, before we even get to the tattletale, too much was made of this. You can just swipe. You can swipe 10,000. You can swipe right 10,000 times.
Here's the thing.
A day.
I don't know a ton about Tinder. I was married before Tinder really got popping.
Yeah.
Don't you just like do it real quick? You could have like 100 matches and one sit down.
Easily. Well, not easily. You got to be good looking like Jordan. But my point is, you can just mindlessly swipe.
So he has a bunch of rights. Right swipes. Right.
Yes.
For liking them, he needed to have at least 4,000.
Yes, that's how it works, yes.
So, you know, he sits down, he swipes right to about 50 people a couple times a week, that you're there.
Well, the people that he swipes right on have to swipe
They're
right.
They're going to all swipe right.
They're all going to swipe right, but also...
He's a model.
The lie was 100% matching percentage, which isn't true. That means he only swiped 4,000. My guess is he swiped right 40,000 times. Over the course of a year. That's no big deal. And the 4,000 is probably exaggerated anyway. Anyway, that's either here nor there. That's no surprise. Those stats add up. When I look at that guy, because all it is you look at their face. He had a hilarious one-liner in the bio, too.
Absolutely.
4,000, not surprised one bit.
No. I didn't bat an eye when he said that. No, that sounds about right.
Yeah, I bet if Colton were on the app, which he's certainly not, he'd have infinity. Okay,
these guys were acting like it was a really high amount, though. That's what I was confused about.
It was jealousy.
It didn't seem. I mean, if he picks up the app every couple days and swipes right, does it for like 20 minutes, you're gonna get like, isn't that like 200 swipes? Probably
too much math. Way too much math. David, the dork. Instantly starts collecting evidence for his snitching. As soon as this comes up, run this back, AB. This was all pre-planned.
Oh,
Jordan
yeah.
didn't bring this up. Somebody was
no,
like,
Jordan
hey.
Jordan didn't bring it up at all.
hey, what about the matches? And then David's like, okay. He gets out his notepad and he's like, tell me the stats, more about the stats and how frequently you were
doing
it.
George is answering questions out here. He didn't bring this up to brag or anything like that. He's just answering questions. Hey, if you, you ask me about my Tinder, I'm going to give you the numbers. Yeah. They're going to hurt.
I'll give you the baseball.
Well, your numbers aren't as high as mine, but
batting average might hurt your feelings, but I'm going to tell you. AB, what do you got on David?
I didn't like this move. He was lying, first of all. He says Chase is bragging about his Tinder. That's not true at all.
Jordan, but Chase is a fine name for him, too. That name matches.
For some reason, I was mixed up by... I kept writing Chase down as Jordan. I don't know why. I wrote his name down as Chase multiple times. But anyways, yeah, he didn't... Like we said, he didn't bring this up. You were asking questions of him. He was answering them. So what is there to snitch about?
Jealousy. David might be the only person here who could get in a fight with Jordan and come off as the worst guy.
Yeah.
I think Becca, based on their discussion, I mean, Jordan's one of the few guys who hasn't gotten a kiss yet, but I think Becca wants to keep him around, not only producer pick stuff, and he's funny, but I think she's genuinely curious about how this human exists in the world. And once she's like, what are you like as a boyfriend? I'm very, obviously she's not interested in him at all, but she just wants to know how this guy operates in the world.
Absolutely.
Colton and Becca, quick one-on-one time. Here's a reenactment. So are you moved on from Tia? Are you over Tia? Yes, my emotions are strong and Ari is bad. And then she goes and gets the rose immediately. That's all he had to do.
This clearly points that to me that Becca was basically in love with Colton to begin with. And she wanted to make sure that he was there for the right reasons. And once he was, it's on. This relationship is on, hot and heavy. I mean, he's a surefire hometown, right?
I think it's a guarantee that he makes it to the hometown. I think Colton could have said basically anything as long as he smiled and he would have gotten this rose. He could have said, I loved Tia. I thought we were going to get married, but now I'm here for you. And she would have gotten the rose. There was nothing that Colton was going to say to prevent him from winning this group date, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
I think he could have done anything. Chris R., one-on-one date, daytime. AB, why were you shocked as I was when she picked Chris R. for a one-on-one date?
Yeah, the guy that looks like the Friends guy.
I did not see this one-on-one date coming. What do you got on writing a love song with Richard Marx on your first date?
I'm going to be frank with you, Ram, here.
Please
I didn't know who he was. Until
you
he started singing
song.
The song.
Yeah,
once
you
start singing the song,
song,
I'm like, oh, I love this song. But here's what's weird about this episode. They kept jamming this song down our throat like it was a new hot single that he was promoting or something.
No, it's his only big song. That's it.
Why was this guy here?
He's kind of a poor man's Rod Stewart. He's Rod Stewart with only one hit, basically. That's the style, adult contemporary, late 80s, early 90s style. It's a jam. Don't get me wrong.
It's an absolute jam. That's a fact.
I would have been hyped for this, but still a little, I mean, this would have been corny no matter when you did it, but to have it on a first date with a guy who's not a contender, I don't know. I kind of zoned out, to be honest. Do you have anything on Chris's hesitance to write these lyrics down?
I didn't know what was going on at all. He said it was going to be hard to put his feelings in writing, and then he starts talking about his dad leaving him. It didn't really correlate to me.
It doesn't correlate. To me, this was an obvious strategy from Chris. No matter what they did, he was going to wedge in this life story angle. It doesn't matter if they played basketball. He'd
That's
be like,
fact.
My dad left me and I never played basketball when I was a kid. There was going to be something
this
about
was gonna
his
be
dad
here.
Leaving.
This is his shot. Yeah. This is the one bullet in his chamber.
He's got one bullet, and he was shocked to get this. He was shocked to get this date. He's like, I got to put it all out there now. Anyway, on the rewatch, I fast forwarded through this date because it was so awkward. I don't remember any of the song. I don't remember the lyrics. I just know that he didn't want to sing it, and I didn't want to watch it. All right, what was that? Was that a diaper change?
No, just wake up from a nap. No big deal.
Poor baby. All right, I'll put some technical difficulties music. Where were we? Chris, here's the thing. Boring, this is what happens. Boring one-on-one dates.
I think Chris was struggling to write some lyrics down because his dad left him when he was 6 or 7.
Anyway, my point with this date is, boring enough that, obviously this guy's not going to win. He's not a contender, in my opinion. Boring enough that I didn't really pay attention during the nighttime date. Obviously his plan worked flawlessly.
Worked great. Here's the thing. The Trump North Korea stuff cut in right before the nighttime date. I was hoping that they just cut the nighttime date when they came back, because when they came back, they went to the house, and I'm like, okay, good shit. They cut the nighttime date. I'm not gonna go back and I'm not gonna go online and watch that part. I'm just gonna skip that part. But then, damn, they
showed it all.
They showed it all.
Yeah, that's a good point. I wasn't sure when they came back if it was a continuation or if they just cut it. I was hoping they cut it.
You couldn't tell.
Anyway, it all worked out for Chris. It was very bizarre to see this guy on a one-on-one date before Colton, before Garrett.
This isn't a top 10 guy.
No. Well, we'll see where he sits in my power rankings. So you don't think he's a legitimate contender? That was my question.
No,
or is this
absolutely
like a Raptors
not.
Situation, like a good regular season, and he's not going to get to
not even
the
that.
Playoffs?
This is a lottery team right here. Here's what's interesting about this season. I don't think it's usually like this, but she's not having many one-on-one dates. I would have thought there'd be a couple. This would be a 2 one-on-one date night.
So they've had 4 group dates, I think.
Yeah,
and 2 one-on-one dates.
Yeah, I think they've had 2 group dates on both episodes, and maybe it's always like that, but it seems
weird. Well, yeah. That's maybe it feels that way because the Chris one-on-one date is a throwaway one-on-one date, and when you're watching it, like, this doesn't even count. This shouldn't even count as a one-on-one date. Like, Kevin Durant championships, they shouldn't count. All right, David's injury, AB, a lot of questions here. A
lot of questions.
First, do you think that he really fell out of the bed?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Have you ever fallen out of a bed? I mean, how do you fall out of a bed unless you're wasted?
I had a good friend growing up who had bunk beds, and he had to sleep on the bottom because he tossed and turned quite a bit, and he'd fall right out of the bed. So I can see this. I've lived it.
Okay. I mean,
that was when he was 6. That was when he was 6, though.
Yeah,
not
26.
So.
I have bunk beds with my brother growing up. I think I, out of fear of not of falling out of the top bunk, I'm the older
gotta
brother,
the
and I was like, you got to sleep up top.
You get up top. Yep.
My question is, how does this bunk bed not already have
rails?
What is this, the army barracks?
Yeah, you know, unacceptable crazy. Not having rails there.
But to ABC. Before they went to commercial break, AB, they showed Jordan sitting alone looking guilty of something, implying that he beat David within an inch of his life. What do you got on this?
Unacceptable. I said it earlier. I'd be filing a lawsuit this morning. I'd be checking with my lawyers to see what grounds I have for a lawsuit.
These are the kind of rights you sign away when you go on the show.
I
we
know.
Can imply
I'd
you
still make the call.
In assault.
I'd have to make the call. see if there's any loopholes I can.
You got to explore your options.
Yeah.
And then when they came back, I mean, talk about manipulation of the audience's emotions. They came back, didn't explain what happened for 5 minutes.
Nope.
They just showed bloody rags, blood on the floor, which probably wasn't real. And then even the way Chris told Becca the news was bullshit. He's like, David's really hurt. Busted nose, busted face. He's in a bad shape. Becca starts crying.
Yeah. She thinks there's been a knockdown, dragout fight in the house.
Over
and she's
going
to have to send like 3 or 4 people home.
He fell out of a bunk bed. She almost laughed. It was
laughable.
Then Chris said he was in the ICU, which I don't believe because they immediately called him. And if he fell on his face and he's in the ICU, presumably I'm expecting like a Kanye West
critical
through the
condition.
Wire talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was like, hey, Becca, what's going on? Yeah, no, I fell out of the bed. It was just normal talking.
Do you think alcohol had anything to do with this, Rim, and there could be some sort of blowback on ABC?
No, I don't. I believe that he fell out of the bed.
Just fell out.
There's barely
They aren't drinking as much anymore.
They're not drinking as much. And yeah. I think I saw somewhere that Corinne said this. She was like, I think I ruined the show because her incident with DeMario on Paradise means that no one's drinking anymore. Because The Bachelorette, night one of The Bachelorette, the guys are fighting each other.
Absolutely tossed up.
They're tossed up. They're fighting each other and powerbombing each other into the pool. None of that happened.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I'm concerned about the future of the franchise. They're going to relax the alcohol rules. They just have to, because you can't have The Bachelorette and have the guys be sober, bickering about Tinder matches. It's just not as entertaining as
it's really not. You need some people to get sloppy in these early episodes.
All right. Anything else on David? I want to say I'm excited to see how he looks next episode, but I think he'll probably just have a scratch on his face.
Yeah, I mean, ABC's getting to us again. I'm not falling for it.
No. All right. Group date.
They blurred his face. Come on.
Yeah. Just shameless. Shameless. They made it seem like he got a face transplant or something. Next up, group date, nighttime, daytime, excuse me, I don't care, bad episode. Leo, Garrett, Connor, Ryan, Criston, Lincoln, Clay, Mike, John, and maybe someone else I'm forgetting. So like twice as many dudes as the singles mixer.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like the football?
I loved it. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Struck on the plastics.
I was surprised that they played played a football game.
Just put on pads, something I've never done in my life, and tackle football. Sure, some of these people didn't, and they just put them on the field. Injury, concussions.
Could you imagine AB playing tackle football for the first time in his life?
Oh, this is where I pull out my story about something like David did. I'd pull out some sort of story from my childhood to get out of it.
This is when I shoot my finger. Yeah.
I talk about my broken finger. I can't play. Broke it and playing football. I'd get out of this somehow.
Well, that's disappointing. I think you'd probably be above average, especially as a receiver. You'd be like Kristen.
I don't know. I was looking at these guys, and I didn't see any difference between these guys and NFL players in size. When I was watching the action and the hits, look like
no, you just don't watch enough football. You were blown away by the action.
Blown away by the action out there.
Game. For those who don't know, AB jammed his finger in playing basketball in college. And by jammed, I mean it's like at a 45-degree angle, and he just never got it fixed.
Yes. Yep.
Gruesome, grisly injury that he can use to get out of any sports for the rest of his life. What do you got on Clay?
Putting Clay at the quarterback was an all-time coaching mistake.
I think he insisted on it.
Do you think so? So he didn't get hurt? So what happened to him at the end of the episode wouldn't happen?
I don't know about that. I think I'm skeptical of the injury. It was a very cynical night for me on television. I think Clay said, I'm going to be the quarterback. I'm going to be the selfless teammate. Obviously, being an NFL player, if he were to like try his hardest, that would be an embarrassing look.
Well, I think he did in the last play, and it was embarrassing.
But see, what he did was he was selfless teammate, and then he was all-time QB, even though he's a 10-year veteran in the NFL. And then on the final play, he just plowed through everyone and left Becca with that heroic image in her mind.
He's like, okay, it's winning time. It's winning. Let me get the rock.
Like, how, in what scenario would one of those other guys tackle him? He's like Rob Gronkowski. Are you going to bring him down? There's no chance. He's just shoving those guys off left and right. And then he like fell on his wrist. There's no video of this injury, AB, this mysterious injury. So I thought it was a smart strategy from him.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There are some stories about my mom's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt, tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of the events of her life, it always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mom or mother figure for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth will email your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. There's a wide variety to choose from. Some of my favorites are, do you have any keepsakes or heirlooms from your grandparents? And what's the furthest you've ever traveled? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. Then you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. Take it from me, you'll love their retelling of the stories you already know, and you'll be surprised by stories you've never heard before. After 12 months of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for decades to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. Our family keeps these gorgeous Storyworth books always within reach in the living room. They're great to read through whenever we're together, and I know they'll be passed down through the generations. Believe me, I'm not the only one to love Storyworth. There are more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of family stories preserved since the company was founded more than 10 years ago. So give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/rosecast. That's storyworth.com/rosecast to save $10 on your first purchase. Group date nighttime. Not much here. We got some good one-on-one times. Anything on Garrett? Basically, the only non-NFL player in the group took it upon himself to teach Becca how to tackle. And I don't know about you, but this is not a tackling method that I'm familiar with.
No, you grab up underneath the booty and lift them up. That's a 15-yard penalty.
Unless we're talking NFL blitz, that's not going to fly in any football I'm aware of.
No.
Luckily for these guys, though, Becker rewards you with a kiss, no matter how stupid your gimmick is.
Listen, Becker gets down to business. No shame in that.
Blake one-on-one time. Hey, AB. Watch out for Blake. This guy got a nice guy here. Watch out, AB. You don't like him. You got
nice
like
guy
him.
Alert.
Hey, watch out. My linker. When he said that he wanted to cuddle up with his girlfriend.
Okay. That's a
what's
move.
What's your take on that?
That's
you think
a good
it's a
line.
Move?
That's a good line. She loved it. She melted for that, Rim.
I think it was an accident. I think when he said girlfriend, he meant it in the general sense. I don't think he was like, I want to cuddle up with Becca and watch a scary movie. She was just like, oh, do you know what I mean? Like, I think he accidentally made her heart melt.
I know what you mean. I don't know that I agree, but I know what you mean. I could see that.
Blake, nice guy. Watch out. She likes him. Cute. Got a one-on-one date. First one-on-one date.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Watch out, AB.
He's here.
All right, just about done here because there's no rose ceremony. Cocktail party. What's your big takeaway from the cocktail party?
Clay's got to go home. It's a no-brainer in terms of what he needs to do here.
Does he, though? Does he have to go home? You're telling me he could just get a wrist surgery and then just do the things with a cast?
No, if you get serious surgery, you're out for like a week. You can't be laid up at the bachelor mansion having just not doing anything. Well,
it's
really
a wrist.
Good, actually.
It's a wrist. It's not like he tore his Achilles. It's not like he's going to have to rehab
right.
a hamstring. He
you're
tweaked
right.
his wrist. I'm not sure he even needed surgery.
You're right. I mean, he could have stayed. This was a great exit, though.
She'll always wonder what could have been.
If he saw the writing on the wall, yeah. He saw like, wow, Colton. I can't top Colton. What if I can leave on my high horse at the top?
Dude, he left on his high horse. When he was walking out, it was like, there goes my hero. Watch him as he goes. Clay, perfect. Perfect episode from Clay.
I'd say he upped his chances of ending up with Becca by leaving.
Absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
If she doesn't end up with any of these bums...
No.
I could see her making a call to Clay, the one that got away because of a wrist injury that he fought for
yes.
on a game-winning touchdown for her.
No question. Listen, just let it be known, I back every decision Clay made this episode. But also, I'm just skeptical of the injury. He made it sound like I have to get this surgery tomorrow, otherwise my football career will be over. As it's a wrist injury. I feel like you could wait a week or two and still be fine by next fall.
I already talked about this, but he hasn't played in a while either. I don't know that he has a football career.
Well, he was signed to a practice squad, I believe, into this past season.
Oh, okay.
And then he went on the injured reserve. And once you go on the injured reserve, you're toast. You're still on the roster, but you're done.
Mm.
So okay. And he's only 30, so it's possible that he could come back. But still, went out on his high horse. He's got tons of goodwill. You either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain. That's what always happens on this show.
Absolutely. Great
and
point.
Clay left as a hero. Things are looking up for Clay. All right. No roast ceremony, which was disappointing. We've had a great run of roast ceremonies at the end of episodes. But yes, bad episode overall, in my opinion. And that's discounting the 25-minute interruption with real world. The Bachelor and Bachelorette are the only 2 hours a week that are completely devoid of politics.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got just a heavy dose of real life right in the middle of it, and it bummed me out. I wanted to keep the Bachelorette train rolling, and we couldn't do it.
I hear you.
All right, let's go quickly to the power rankings and then wrap this up. AB, do you have power rankings ready?
Sure.
Okay, that sounded like you don't, but go ahead.
Number 3, Rim. Number 4.
Ooh.
Joe the Grocer, again, at number 4 right. This week, Rim. He's going to be there all season. Get used to that joke. It's not going anywhere.
I don't want to ruin anything, but I need you to move him up at some point.
Joe the Grocer at number 2 will be the next joke.
That's honestly, it's still unbelievable to me that
unbelievable.
He is not there.
Stunning. He's better than all these guys. Number 3, Garrett, the scumbag.
Garrett the scumbag.
The
a great
scumbag.
Part,
can you believe Garrett's there instead of Joe the Grocer downtown? Yeah. Chicago guy.
Yeah, hey, what about the fruits?
All right, Joe the Grocer, yeah.
Number 2. Oh man, it's tough. I probably messed up there. Garrett's probably number 2. I have my top 2. I just didn't want to give just only top 2. I can't even come up with a third.
That's
I don't
fine.
Know. Everything's up in the air right now. I guess I'd put, man, I like Lincoln. Lincoln.
This isn't how much you like the guys. Otherwise, it'd be Jordan and Lincoln.
I know. I'm just talking.
You're just killing
here.
Time. Yeah, you're just
killing time.
Bullshit
just
right
buying
now.
Time for it's for I can find a name here. They got rid of Clay. He was going to be my number 3 probably.
That's
can't
fair.
Be Chris. Can't be Blake.
Well,
no.
A guy not being on the show doesn't prevent you from putting him in your power rankings. So you could put Clay at 3 if you want. Frankly.
You know who's sneaky hanging around here? Connor. I thought he was toast after him and the Lincoln stuff. He's got a chance here. I can't come up with a third. I'm just going to give you 2, Garrett. Number 1, Colton. I think Colton's going to win this season. I don't see what can stop him at this point. He's gotten through the... I mean, you could tell once she, in her mind, was over the Tia stuff, and there was it was like flipping a light switch, and it was hot and heavy between these two. The chemistry is there.
She went to get the rose, and then she was coming back,
and
he met her halfway, and they got it. Oh boy,
whoa. Buddy,
that was hot. That was boyfriend girlfriend,
yeah,
hot and heavy. Just got engaged situation. Those two were ready.
Listen, Colton seems like the best guy. He's the best looking. He doesn't seem to have any drama in the house. He's an NFL player.
He's non-profit.
Give me any sort of red flag here. I can't come up with one with the guy. He's going to win.
Agreed on every front, but don't solicit red flags, because then people will come out of the woodwork.
Yeah, I don't want
to
hear
throw
about
rumors in your face and spoilers, and don't do it. We don't want that. Don't give us a red flag.
I'm interested to hear your top, because I can't even come up with a third guy out of this group.
Okay, well, come on, you know who the third is for me. I'll start with number 4. Distant. Can't even see him from the third spot. But number 4 is Chris. You have to give the guy with 50% of the one-on-one dates this season, you have to give him a spot. Chris, distant.
He's got no shot.
I'll actually put him in a tie, and this pushes the number 4 spot even further back. I'll put him in a tie with Jason, only because their makeout was just
Jason.
Listen, you've never made that face before.
What?
Listen, Jason and Chris. I'm telling you, they're on the power rankings. They have zero chance of winning. They're not even going. I don't even think Becca will have three hometowns. I think she's just gonna have two hometowns, and here's why.
Are you gonna say Wills?
Will you wait for the power rankings, please? Number three, Garrett, and this is more of like a political statement for me than an actual power ranking.
It's hard to judge him right now.
He's a top two guy.
Absolutely.
But right now, power ranking, Garrett is number three. Number two, you got to stop discounting Blake. You have to. I'm tired of it.
I'm discounting Blake.
Yes, you have to stop doing it. Blake, number two. And the obvious number one right now is Colton.
It's not even a question. He's miles ahead of these other dudes.
Not only is no one else worthy of these power rankings, look at the cast page.
That's what I'm looking at. I'm scrolling up and down, just seeing if I can find someone, but it's the same
no
guys.
No one else can possibly win other than my personal top three right now. There's no chance that Chris wins, none that Jason wins.
Nope.
Jean Blanc, no. Mm-mm. Wills, no.
No.
Clay is gone. Joe the Grocer is gone. It can only be Colton or Garrett and maybe Blake. That is it.
That's a fact.
That's a fact. There's no chance anyone else wins. Don't at me, as the kids say. It's over. One of those, I'd say Colton or Garrett has to win. Yikes. Sorry. I don't know what I'm apologizing for. I'm sorry for the truth. I don't know. What do you want me to tell you?
Sorry for spoiling the season.
Yeah,
basically
spoiled the season. Because definitely one of those guys wins. I don't know that for sure, but it's a fact. All right. Damn thing counter is retired. Okay. We're not even going to talk about it anymore unless she says it again. That's the way it is.
Okay.
If she's not going to do it and no one's going to make anything about it, we're fine. We don't need to dwell on the past. Anything else, AB? That's it. That's all I got.
I don't think so.
Bad episode.
I hope they get back on track in terms of the rose ceremonies at the end of episodes. Hopefully, we've got a two rose ceremony week next week. I'm really hoping for that.
I think we'll have that. It doesn't look like there's a ton of... They're not teasing some drama that would eat up enough screen time to push back the second rose ceremony. You know what I mean? Like, we had the hospital thing this week. We had Clay going home this week and the Colton Tia thing. So there's a lot that happened this week, even though it wasn't super entertaining. I think we're getting a double rose ceremony next week. And then there will probably be a week where they have to skip for something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's all I got. I have faith that they'll bounce back. I hope that they change the alcohol policy mid-season. That's our best hope.
I think you're being a little harsh. This episode is fine. It's a fine episode. Yeah, the Colton Tia stuff.
The date was so weird. The pampering date was so weird.
The pampering date was very weird, yeah.
All right. Questions, comments, roasts, anything but a spoiler, 773-234-7794. The Twitter, question, comments, roasts. Anything but a spoiler. Rosecast, ES. Thanks for everyone. AB, people left some nice reviews this week. That was nice.
Oh, thank you very much.
We appreciate that. Made up for the ruthless, unforgivable 3-star rating from whoever that person, that NFL fan. So we appreciate that. AB, anything else? Any last words?
Thanks for listening.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.